fan.
Yes. Ooh. The only thing that you have going for you is we don't play you again this season, so you're safe.
Yeah. Well, I went to the preseason game. I'm a 49ers sympathizer. I have no animosity toward the 49ers, but I'm from Chicago, so.
Yes.
There you go.
I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, too.
It was a good game, though.
Totally understand.
The defense for the Bears was, okay.
Urlacher.
His name was never called.
he's just playing it easy. It's preseason. There's no reason to get hurt.
Hey, I heard a rumor that Al Franken's going to be on the show today. Can you confirm or deny that?
We can confirm. He said, changing the subject.
I love it. I love it. He's like George Bush. Did you see him go off script yesterday? Yes. We will talk about that, too, today. He was giving a straight speech, and he stopped, and he had to go back into his cowboy mode. So we will have to talk about that. Yeah, Israel kicked their butt.
Kicked Hezbollah butt. I love
but,
our
John,
cowboy.
We have missed you. We've missed those melodious tones.
Well, it's great to be back. You know, every once in a while, I just need a couple of days to recharge. It's good for you.
Yes, Pete Stark will be on today as well.
Yes, and we can ask him about the Deborah Saunders column. Yes.
Yeah, she dropped the number on.
She did. And in the last hour, we have, if you're feeling fat, fuzzy, or frazzled, we have Drs. Richard and Kari Lee Shames on. So Frank and Stark and the doctors all here with Will and Willie. Not keeping it real, 960 The Quick.
And that's the Progressive News Hour for today. You can find more news and a podcast of this broadcast in just a few minutes, in fact, at QuakeRadio.com. This is the Bay Area's progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
One of the main problems in the water resource infrastructure has been the funding of levees and their repair. Recent studies on Delta levees show them to be fragile, eroding, and vulnerable to collapse from many causes.
We have a levee system that's really in disrepair that has been ignored basically for decades, and it's time for us to make the investments we need to make to protect our homes, our families, our businesses, our property.
That's Joe Grindstaff, director of the CalFed Bay Delta Project. Northern California has 1,600 miles of aging levees in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. Melissa Samet at the Friends of the American River.
What we've seen most dramatically in Hurricane Katrina is that levees actually do fail. And that's not the first instance where there's been significant flooding. The National Academy of Sciences did a report that showed that levee failures had been responsible for roughly one-third of all flood disasters in the United States.
The potential for damage to the state's infrastructure, economy, and environment would be staggering in the face of a major levee collapse. Delta levees provide a critical link in the system that ships water to 23 million Californians. But as levees age and housing encroaches on the Delta, concern heightens not only for the economic and ecological issues associated with levee failures, but risk to public safety. You see, 200,000 homes are scheduled to be built in risk areas of the Delta in the next 3 years. Lieutenant Colonel Tom Fear of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is wary now of how many homes are going up and how to regulate it.
If I need to do an offset so that I can gain 100 or 200-year floodplain level, I can't do that because people have encroached so far upon the water that we can't make it happen. So I think that's what frustrates everybody, both from the political level on down to the local owner.
More than 400,000 people, 140,000 structures, would be in the direct path of a major flood. Yet the legislature still has done nothing.
State legislature has so far refused to assume adult supervision responsibilities over parts of these delta areas. They've refused to impose floodplain management programs in some of these areas that have flooded repeatedly in the past. So we do have some big problems.
That's Ron Stork with American Rivers. There are many elements to the consequences that may result from levee failures and island flooding. Thousands of homes would be destroyed. Millions would go without drinking water, crops would go dry.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD digital radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
89.
Time for Quake traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
705 and 960, the Quake. This report brought to us by Hyundai. A tough ride in between San Ramon and Danville. Two separate problems. This is on southbound 680. First crash is at El Cerro. Then you'll find another one at Crow Canyon. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up to the 880 overcross. BART has 56 trains on time this hour. Now is the time to get the best deals on every Hyundai car and SUV during the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance. Save big on Sonata, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Elantra. They're all backed by America's Best Warranty. Hurry to the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance now at your Hyundai dealer. Get local headlines 10 minutes from now. And now, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. And yes, you are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We are live here at the Vitale Hotel in the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. It is Tuesday, August 15th. And according to our producer, Paul Wells, it is the 37th anniversary of Woodstock. And he was there. I was not.
It's also the day in which the treaty was signed. End in the war, World War II, with the Japanese.
August 15th.
And
after Nagasaki, first was Hiroshima, and then Nagasaki, and then they said, okay, we give.
Well, that's when the world literally said that one nation has the power to destroy everything and everybody. We better stop this silly fighting. And that ended. And frankly, that kept the world,
the last world
in
war.
Peace. That's right. That kept the world at peace until Korea erupted, some 7 or 8, 9 years later.
And how interesting it was that the First World War ended in 1919, started again in 38 or 39, which was only 20 years later, and we've gone 61 years without. And it's, I think it's all based on what Einstein said. I don't know how they're going to fight World War III, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and rocks.
And
that might
right,
be the deterrent,
course.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had developed, technologically speaking, to the point of total and mass destruction, and you can't allow that to occur anymore. That's why the ceasefire in the Middle East was so important. You were literally approaching the edge of the potential for dragging in the superpowers, none of whom would put up with limited warfare. George Bush would be incapable of limited warfare, and many of his counterparts are similarly situated in Iran, Syria. They're just no, and who knows what Putin will do whenever he decides to do it. And so you're in a situation where the destruction of the world could be upon us Very easily.
And then you think of Ronald Reagan throwing around terms like limited nuclear warfare, which is kind of like saying partial total destruction.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And if you notice, total destruction visits itself if you are currently a Lebanese living in the southern part of Beirut. The photographs that were shown the last 24 hours of people returning to what at one time was a viable, busy, healthy street is now just absolutely destroyed. It looks like the Beirut of old. Years and years ago, we used to look at photographs and we'd say, that looks like Beirut. And that was after a previous war, a war that lasted for a limited period of time.
That's right. It was shorthand for total destruction. It looks like Beirut.
And now you have the ability of even smaller weapons, properly placed in the hands of people on the back of pickup trucks, capable of doing the same damage that you can do from the air. I would predict, that in the future, there will no longer be the need for airplanes to start dropping these bombs. There is no air force in Iraq at all. And the bombs are the ones that are doing the most damage. It is not the shooters. It is not the snipers. It's all bombers. And all you have to be prepared to do is blow yourself up, and you can do a considerable amount of damage. The ratio of deaths caused by an insurgent versus that inflicted upon civilians and the military is just, it's a dream for a person who's in the warfare. Because you spare one guy or one person, and you wipe out 50 other people. Those are pretty good odds. No shooter could do that. Only Sergeant York could end up with multiples that look like hedge fund improvements in war. And that's where we are now. And so war is taking on a totally and completely different turn.
No uniforms.
In addition thereto, apparently the powerful nations of the world are willing to let the less powerful nations of the world, the people who are still fighting with sticks and stones, just absolutely annihilate each other. And that's what's happening in the Sudan. That's what's happening in a whole series of places. Sri Lanka. There's a whole series of places where we don't even pay any attention, but there's always a little blurb in the paper. And so the quest for peace and the quest for security for the world has got to be religiously engaged in, and I hate to use the term religiously engaged in, steadfastly engaged in by real world leaders. And we aren't seeing too many of them.
Well, not from our side anyhow. Although you saw Bush yesterday in his speech.
A world leader standing at the State Department. He had three smiling people with him. He had, but only one of them was smiling. He had Josh, the chief of staff, who looked not terribly comfortable. Had Cheney, who was as if he just shot another lawyer. He really looked happy.
He's in his element. He's at the State Department.
Oh, man, he was just so groovy. And Miss Rice looked like she would have preferred to have been any place but there.
Including Beirut.
The suit didn't fit. I mean, it's like she just got off an airplane and they finished searching her and they didn't find anything and she's still pissed. I mean, it was just incredible that she looked away. And then the National Security Advisor looked like he was trying to conceal his identity. He didn't want anybody to know who he really is. And Bush couldn't stay on script. He did the cowboy thing. He got up there and he read the proper statement very diplomatically, and then he opened for questions. And out of his mouth comes, "Oh, no, we want it. Israel won it. Israel's got a right to punch back. Somebody shoots at them. I support Israel doing whatever Israel needs to do to protect itself. That's what I would do.
We kick Major Hezbollah butt."
So you had an ill-timed press conference, I must add. All desirous, I think, by the Republicans of trying to get Bush to take credit for this new thrust on reassuring the nation that they are secure. There is, however, a CBS poll that shows that it meant nothing, that the scare and the tactics employed to secure these people were so foreign to our method of grabbing people and securing people and arresting people and preventing people, that they urged us to check out how the Brits do it. And so all of a sudden, we're going back to basics now and saying, hey, to the Brits, how do you people follow people around without intruding upon their privacy? You seem to do it very effectively and very efficiently. And so Bush lost whatever benefit he was going to get. And
well, there were two polls. There was the Newsweek poll, which actually said that his approval rating went up. And then the CBS poll, conducted after Britain had caught those guys, showed that his approval rating remains the same at 36%, which is not good because they were counting on a huge bump.
Yeah. They thought they'd go to 50.
Yeah.
They had predicted they would go to 50. And then Nancy Pelosi, bless her heart, came out swinging. I mean, it was like the old days here in San Francisco when Nancy wanted to put somebody in their place. Like the time she kicked Angela Alioto, she had appointed Angela, and Angela voted against something she had instructed Angela not to do. And she went after Angela, and they went after Nancy and said, well, why did you do that? She said, it's my vote, and I have a right to use it any way that I please. And if she can't follow my leadership, she shouldn't be given the responsibility. And I'm removing it from her. Period. Well, she was just that tough yesterday when she said, let's get it straight. Bush has diminished the security of this nation, and we are going to tell that story repeatedly. And then Harold Ford out of Tennessee, running for the U.S. Senate, chimed right in, and he picked up where I left off yesterday when he said, how can he suggest that he is protecting our security, and he's literally in the CIA dismantled the unit that had been given the responsibility to find bin Laden. And he said, and don't tell me that it was reorganization, because why would you reorganize to de-emphasize the most wanted man in the world? I mean, it was good. And so if they keep hitting them like that, they're going to make my heart warm.
Karl Rove said he wanted to run this election on security. He may be forced to do that very thing.
Well, if they start having to...
Of course, it's not over. It's not over.
Oh, no.
There's 12 weeks before the election. A lot more crap could come down.
Well, had you noticed, they've been very quietly releasing people at Guantanamo Bay. They've been regularly releasing individuals that have been detained for years and not charged, just suspected of being terrorists. The interesting part about the release, they can't find anywhere to send them. No country.
Miami don't want them.
No country.
Here's a raft. Go where you can.
And one guy requested, they said, well, you know, you can't go back where you can. Like, go Hezbollah.
We are keeping it real. He's Willie Brown. I'm Will Durst. And coming up, we have Congressman Pete Stark is going to join us here. But right now, John Scott is back in the newsroom where he belongs. He has all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. 716. Our roughest traffic at the moment, East Bay along 680 corridor. You got two accidents at El Cerro and Crow Canyon in between Danville and San Ramon. Pretty slow through there, we understand. Mass transit okay and no other major problems throughout the Bay Area. Mostly sunny today. A little light fog on the coast. Very mild, too, with highs from the 60s to the upper 70s. Here this morning's headlines. The data shows that in the Bay Area, whites are no longer the majority, making up less than half of our total Bay Area population. That's some new Census Bureau figures that were released yesterday. And it looks like Asians now about 22% of the area's population. That's up a couple percent in the last 5 years. But here's the profound statistic. More than one in five Bay Area residents, 22%, listed themselves as Latino. Immigrant rights activists holding a high noon press conference on San Francisco City Hall steps today to announce their participation in a major pro-immigrant demonstration that's scheduled for September 4th. Time is running out for us to receive special status on the freeways. That status comes from ownership of a hybrid vehicle. California set a limit of 75,000 permits, those little yellow stickers you see on the corner, people's bumpers. That allows hybrid drivers to use the carpool lanes. Those little stickers are just about sold out. And on top of that, the federal government currently offering tax breaks for buying a hybrid. Those write-offs are going to expire in October. The San Francisco Food Bank has pocketed a $60,000 donation from the city's Department of the Environment to distribute food to low-income folks in San Francisco. The food bank normally passes out about 3 tons of food every week. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Their phone number is 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It attacks the brain and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity.
All make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is Samuel L. Jackson. We all want to keep our children safe. So if you notice that someone is giving your child gifts or showing them special attention, just keep a close eye on the situation. Be aware, and let's all work together to stop child abduction.
Brought to you by the Amber Watch Foundation.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. It is 7:21 a.m. on 081506. Tuesday, three more days left in the week. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And on the air, we have a friend of yours.
Pete Stark. You there? Pete Stark, congressman? You should be there.
I'm here.
A good man.
Hey, welcome
good
to the show, sir.
Good morning, men.
I noticed this morning in the San Francisco Chronicle that you are out debating your opponent. Have you lost your mind?
I don't know. There was some reporter there from the Chronicle. I don't know why a reporter would come to the League of Women Voters in Fremont on a Tuesday night. I haven't seen that. I heard it was going to be in today, but what did she say?
Oh, well, she's...
she...
It's Deborah Saunders.
Yeah. She trashes you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's a little to the right of Pol Pot.
Uh-huh.
She goes back to 1972 and starts getting every quote you've ever made that was a little off color.
Uh-huh.
And she put it into a context of a story, trying to identify you as being basically a person who can't behave.
Yeah, well, that's the final line of the story where she recounts the debate and she says, "You will not see the congressman who in 1990 called Health and Human Services Director Louis Sullivan a disgrace. You will not see the congressman who asserted that the children of an African-American J.C. Watts were born out of wedlock." She goes, she takes everything from your entire career and then says, "You were a model of decorum in this debate."
Now,
yeah.
Pete the nice guy.
Yeah, Pete the nice guy.
Well, that's the final line, yeah.
Speaking of Pete the nice guy, tell us a little bit about this report you and one other congressman released about the GAO's assessment and audit of the recruiting techniques and tactics of these good old U.S. United States.
Well, you know, a great investigative journalist down in Houston dug up a year and a half ago, Willie, a story about a recruiter threatening a kid with arrest if he didn't show up for his appointment. And we followed through on that, and we'd heard a few complaints here and there, and asked the GAO to do a study, and they wouldn't do a study, and we got it in a House bill, and the Senate knocked it out, and finally I got Vic Snyder, who's a ranking member on the Personnel Subcommittee, to go with us and ask GAO to get us the report. And it turns out basically that you've got 20,000 recruiters around the country, and they are beholden to no one. The brass is looking the other way at all kinds of illegal, hustling, kind of used car salesman tactics. And what they've finally done is of course, drop the standards. Heck, you and I could enlist, Willie.
Nah, they didn't make them that low.
They find out that your GED is honorary, and you know it's just,
that's a great line, Pete. I'm gonna use it.
Mine is actually from the East Bay Skill Center.
Oh, I have one from the same Skill Center.
Yeah,
in Thurston. Yeah, gave us both one.
I wear that hood to graduation, and it's got all those PhDs scratching their heads. Figure, what? Where did this guy go to school? but at any rate, it's the don't ask, don't tell. And what's bad about it is that you'll get kids in there who ought not to be there, and quite frankly, that can endanger other soldiers. I'm serious about it. They have those standards for a reason. They try and hold the level and skill of those troops to a certain level, and they shouldn't be pressured to meet these goals and then not reviewed. The Marines have a little bit better standard than the Army and the Air Force in that they don't give a positive score to the recruiter until the Marine finishes boot camp. The Army and the Air Force give them a score the minute they show up at the base. And it ought to be, what we ought to do is offer a decent pay, decent training, decent education in the service, and not think that we're just creating fodder to send over to Iraq in 90 days. And I think they'd have better luck recruiting.
So a bipartisan effort produced this report, i.e. the ranking member of whom you speak, obviously must have been a Republican.
No, he's a Democrat, but he's a very moderate, I guess is the word we'd use, a Democrat from the South, Mark Saw. And he was willing to go along and ask for the report. I needed a member of the Armed Services Committee to request this report from GAO. And Vic Snyder went along with us, and he's a good guy.
And you got the report.
We got the report, and this is unfortunately the third report the GAO has done on this. So the real question is, will our commander-in-chief, who had some problems with the National Guard he's trying to take over, and his second-in-command, who's an artful draft dodger, will they decide that to do the right thing?
That's the ultimate revenge, and
yeah.
That he turns out to be in charge of the National Guard. But speaking to Congressman Pete Stark from the 13th District here in California. He's keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Pete, how are you and your fellow Democrats going to rebut this assumption by Republicans, your opponents, that they can prove that you're somehow soft on the security issue and therefore put the lives of Americans in danger if you're put in charge of protecting the nation?
Well, I think you can look first at the 9/11 Commission, which had some really great Democrats on it and some outstanding Republicans, and they came together in the way we used to work, in a bipartisan basis, and came up with suggestions, many of which have not been followed by this administration. They've been distracted by their death wish to run to Iraq, and I suppose next to Iran, and who knows where, and forgetting about Afghanistan and protecting people here at home. So I think it's a question of looking at the current administration and looking at their record and saying, that doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence, and saying that we can acquit ourselves very well, thank you. Our previous leaders, many of our previous leaders have served in the military. And this is not a partisan issue. And I don't know as they've ever been able to make it that.
Well, they have certainly tried. With Mr. Cheney's comments about the defeat of Joe Lieberman, with Mr. Lieberman's comments about his defeat, and with the Sundish talk shows all geared to the idea that you can somehow prove electing Democrats who oppose the war is playing right into the hands of bin Laden.
Well, Willie, 60 or 70% of the American people would like us to be out of Iraq and think we shouldn't have been there in the first place. My opponent, for example, nowhere in his literature or on his website does he mention the word Republican. And in our debate,
he's denying his heritage.
Right. And I tell him he can run, but he can't hide. And my colleagues are running from Bush. They don't want his endorsement. They don't want him there raising money. So I'm not so sure that we have to do anything but suggest to the Republicans that their leadership for the past 6 years has caused the problems. And it's time to move this country in a different direction. That's the area that I think resonates. You know, people have criticized Nancy off and on for not having being strident enough, not recognizing that hurting this group of Democrats is like hurting cats. We're a far broader coalition. You could look at our California congressional delegation. We've got a majority of women, every race, every religion. And the Republicans, on the other hand, have all white middle-aged males with one exception, and that's their token to diversion and diversity, and that's Mary Bono. So you get an idea of how we differ. And what Nancy says is, do you remember the contract with America that Newt Gingrich brought up? You do.
1994.
Yeah. Do you remember what the Democratic response to that was? Neither do I.
Congressman Pete Stark, will you stay with us for another segment?
Happy to.
That would be great.
And it's totally understandable that Democrats don't march in lockstep, you know.
Nancy maintains that the Democratic caucus is kind of like run a rock.
We'll have more with Congressman Pete Stark from the 13th District of California after the bottom of the hour news here on 960 The Quake.
7:31 at 960 The Quake. Traffic time at the Crown 4 Traffic Center by Wells Fargo. It went from not too bad to more bad. 680 southbound after El Cerro. One of two crashes along 680 through San Ramon and Danville this morning. There's a car now blocking one lane. Emergency crews on the way. You're slow from Walnut Creek from the South Main off-ramp. And there's still that incident in San Ramon, but it's not blocking any lanes at the moment. Westbound, right at the San Rafael Bridge toll plaza on 580 as you're approaching. There's a car sideways blocking the left lane. Mass Transit around the Bay Area on time this hour. Why wait for Sunday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. Automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for Sunday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Quake weather, sunny today. Light fog on the coast, but
Pretty nice. 60s beaches, upper 70s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. The Santa Clara VTA would like your input on their vision of a BART to the South Bay extension. Another in a series of public meetings being held tonight at 7 o'clock. It's at the Portuguese Community Center in downtown San Jose. Top Palestinian officials are getting involved in the kidnapping of those two journalists yesterday on the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian president and prime minister are discussing the case today with representatives of Fox News, including its Jerusalem bureau chief. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the abduction of Seif Santani, who's from the Bay Area and he has family in San Jose. Who's stealing Oakland trash cans? After more than 75 trash/recycling cans were unbolted from city streets, business and civic leaders have increased the award now for $2,000 for information that leads to the arrest of the bad guys. Turns out that each of those cans cost $1,500. Officials are asking anyone with information to contact Oakland PD. The Dublin City Council tonight scheduled a vote on an ordinance that would declare secondhand smoke a public nuisance. The measure would make it easier for one neighbor to take another to a small claims court if they can't figure out a resolution with their neighbors who smoke. Tell us about what you think of the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link. You can find it on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960. The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait, get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo, your goals, our mission.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are, all for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention homeowners. RICO Funding is ready to take care of all your mortgage needs. Have you had a recent bankruptcy or foreclosure? Call RICO. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call RICO. Do you need to lower your payments or get cash right away? Call RICO at 800-314-3043. We are a direct lender and specialize in difficult loans. Contact us at mybrico.com or call us today at 800-314-3043. We are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
I believe that Israel's serious about of upholding the cessation of hostilities. The reason I believe that is I've talked to the Prime Minister of Israel about it. The leaders of these armed groups must make a choice. They want to participate in the political life of their countries, they must disarm. Elected leaders cannot have one foot in the camp of democracy and one foot in the camp of terror.
Like you, George? We are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And when he says one foot in the camp of terror, is he talking about Cindy Sheehan's ranch?
And our guest on the line, Congressman from the California 13, Mr. Pete Stark, is joining us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to talk with you some more.
Thanks for hanging on.
Will, do your listeners know that I'm a product of the old Brown, Burton, Miller machine?
Hey, we don't use the word machine here. Movement.
Oh, dear.
The Brown movement.
Okay.
Do you know, Pete, it's amazing. Our start, our careers, literally were triggered by a need to get the United States out of Vietnam.
Isn't that true?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And here we are in a similar situation called Iraq. And we're still advocating, just as we did then, that there's no justification for being in that country, engaging in that fight.
Yeah, it's that deja vu all over again. I see it repeatedly and hear it repeatedly. And you can use a war, I suppose, to politically, for politics, and scare people and get them to do a lot of silly things. It's too bad. Talk to me, Willie and Will, about what you're hearing from your listeners on this whole issue, and I shouldn't even raise it this morning, but on immigration. It's divisive in the Democratic Party. It's divisive in the Republican Party. It's divisive in this beautifully liberal 13th congressional district, and I'm troubled by it.
Well, everybody is. They seem to be on both sides of the aisle. They seem to be in both sides of the city. It's a hard one to come to grips with. I mean, we want freedom in America. We want to bring it to everybody. And then sometimes we don't want people abusing the system, and we don't want to be locked out. So it's a tough... We have somebody on the line who does want to talk to you. Is that all right, Mr.
Fine.
Stark? John in San Francisco, you're on the air with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, but first I had a comment. You know, we missed you at the Hands Off Lebanon rally on Saturday, Representative Stark.
I'm sorry, I was having town meetings and all the good folks in the 13th Congressional District were beating up on me over here. I couldn't be with
you. I'm sure you're fighting the good fight. But my comment was, I read about you in the book They Dare to Speak Out by Paul Finley, and I wanted have you elaborate on any recent run-ins you had in with AIPAC and the Israeli lobby.
I've had no run-in with AIPAC happily in 34 years. I have never, to my knowledge, voted for weapons funds in our foreign affairs bills, and that's just something, I guess it's congenital. I got my pacifism from Willie, but I just oppose our providing weapons in a foreign aid bill, and that has troubled both Egypt and Israel because we give substantial amounts there. And I'm a great champion of medicine and education and all any other kinds of foreign aid we can give, but that would be my only quarrel with them. I'm unhappy often about the plethora of meaningless kinds of resolutions that the House wants to pass out. Happy birthday to Bob Hope and Ronald Reagan and that sort of thing. So that I may not always vote the way everybody wants to in their cheerleading resolutions. But AIPAC and I get along fine, and I have I have no quarrel with putting down Hezbollah and getting them. But I did favor an immediate ceasefire, and that wasn't very popular.
Congressman Pete Stark is our guest here on 960 The Quake.
And he is seeking advice and counsel from the constituencies throughout this nation, and in particular in his district and in San Francisco, on your reaction to immigration. Congressman, I don't think anybody, frankly, that I know of is prepared to take the extraordinary step of saying, why are we doing anything about people wanting to come into this country? Shouldn't we be extending the opportunity for people to enjoy just what we enjoy here? And because we, after all, we are a country of immigrants. I don't know anybody that can't trace their history back to immigration except my clients, the Morongo Indians. Other than that, everybody else is a guy who got here or a gal who got here ahead of the people they're now trying to keep out. And there seems to be something terribly wrong with that.
Well, we came over by water. Maybe that's the thing.
Maybe it is. But yeah. Look, it's the one thing that the president has done in the last couple of years that I'm in accord with him. He has faced it and said, look, we have to institutionalize this. We can't. It's the elephant in the room we can't ignore. There's, 12 million people, we think, who are here. It's the employer. If the employers weren't offering them jobs, they wouldn't come. They're not coming to go to Disneyland. They're risking death to come across that border to earn money to support their families. And somehow, if the employers, none of whom have been punished, in effect, for hiring them, they're as illegal as the immigrants.
And there was a bill in 87 that was the compromise bill, was to punish the employers, right?
Right.
And not one of them has been prosecuted.
No, and the Restaurant Association and the hotel workers and others oppose that. And all I can say is, look, we have to recognize what exists and make a procedure whereby we can have the labor that our industry needs, where we can protect the rights of the workers and the citizens, and let's get this straightened out, and there, the 12 million who are out there are not going to turn themselves in, and they can't be found. My opponent, for instance, would revoke the birth certificates of children born here of illegal parents. Well, I say, what happens when you revoke a birth certificate?
Becomes a zombie.
Yeah. Or put up a bounty. That was the second step. Put up a bounty for you and I to drop a dime on an illegal immigrant. And I thought, well, you know, you turn in a piece of an ear and then you get,
what do you get for a leg? It's like an old Blue Cross gig. We have Anthony Modesto on the line. Has a question for the congressman. Anthony, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Welcome.
Morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. This illegal immigration thing, it is a tough one. And let me first say that I'm against illegal immigration for simple economics, supply and demand. If suddenly 12 million people just disappeared, I venture to say that the cost of housing, energy, all of that stuff would go down. But here's the solution, in my opinion. Why not, I mean, first of all, don't criminalize them, because they're here, you're not going to just make them vanish. Why not make all of the employers who employ these people be responsible for their health care, et cetera? Because quite frankly, gentlemen, I'm tired of paying for it. I am a staunch Democrat, but you know what? My dollar's getting harder and harder to stretch. And my wife works for the social services building. She is actually an eligibility worker, and I see what's going on firsthand. So that's my comment, and thank you for taking my call.
Anthony, you're spot on. And if you just extend that to Walmart and a few others, that if an employer should pay or contribute toward the medical care of every worker, we'd go a long way in this country. In addition to 12 million illegal immigrants, we've got 47 million people without any health insurance, and 12-13 million of those are kids, and that means they don't get decent medical care.
And that's Congressman Pete Stark's voice, a man who has been for more than 30 years a very strong advocate for universal health care. Currently has a universal health care plan that has the possibility of being seriously considered and passed and implemented, provided there's a Democrat who signs it. And Congressman Stark, we're looking forward to having you unveil that health plan right here on 960 The Quake.
You've got it committed, man.
January 7th with the opening day of the 110th Congress with Speaker Pelosi. We hope we see that day.
That'll be wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
We'd love to have you there as our guest.
Oh, we'd love to come. We're Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Coming up, of course, the Burst of Durst and Al Franken in the next hour. It's all here. But back in the studio, we have John Scott with all the headlines on 960 The Quake.
747. Our traffic troubles of the moment headed up to the maze on 880 northbound. You got a stalled big rig in the lane somewhere. It's after the Broadway off-ramp. Real slow from Walnut Creek down to San Ramon through Danville on southbound 680 because of some earlier problems that are now gone. Metering lights, minimal delay at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Quake weather, sunny, light fog on the coast. Highs from the 60s beaches, upper 70s inland today. Here are the headlines this hour. Israel is moving quickly to hand over captured territory in Lebanon and withdraw its troops. A ceasefire with Hezbollah continues for a second day, and there's some negotiations going on with Palestinian president and others to try and secure the release of a Bay Area native, Fox reporter Steve Santani, who was abducted a couple of days ago. The government says it's important to screen everyone's shoes at America's airports, even though X-ray machines can't figure out if there's some sort of explosive in there. The Transportation Security Administration says screeners can still tell whether a shoe has been tampered with. Bay Area transit officials want to remind us that all-night bus service is up and running. The program starts when BART stops. At 1 a.m. every night, AC Transit, Muni, the County Connection, and others, including Samtrans, begin this bus service. It runs until 5 a.m. in parts of the city, the East Bay, and the Peninsula. As an emphasis on carrying folks to and from BART and Caltrain stations, the program is funded with our bridge tolls. Wine grape growers say that last month's heat wave could mean a more intense flavor to the fruit of the vine. A recent government report estimates that that really hot weather delayed grape growth, but that the smaller grapes will have a much more intense deliciousness. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education.
location, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now. It's moving season, and there's nothing easier than transferring your Comcast services to your new home with the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kids shows. Why downgrade to DSL? Installation is free. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com.
960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Streaming, downloading, podcasting. Take The Quake with you. Listen when you want. Visit QuakeRadio.com.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, thank you. And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com. Hey, Israel. Hey, Hezbollah. Congratulations on the killing stoppage for finally agreeing to UN Resolution 1701, which is obviously destined to be much more effective than UN Resolution 1559, which called for the same damn thing. It was 142 resolutions ago. Do you realize we're counting on the UN, for crumb's sake? What's the reason that it took so long? Because Kofi Annan couldn't figure out a way for his kid to make money on this? I can't believe we finally got them to agree on a non-binding resolution to suggest that people quit murdering people. Huh, we're good, huh? What was the holdup? The shape of the table? The color of the pen? Predated rice future puts? I don't care who started it. Nobody cares who started it. You both started it. Now finish it. Stop killing innocent people. Yes, Israel was hitting civilian targets, but so was Hezbollah. And yeah, we all know it was a proxy war being fought between Iran and the U.S. So what are we trying to prove here? That we're just as crazy as they are? We already know that. Dick Cheney shoots his friends, for crumb's sake. We don't need a sustainable ceasefire. We need a timeout so people can get buried and taken to the hospital and nobody kills anybody else. We don't care who blinks first. Just stop it and keep stopping it. And that's your burst of Durst for today. The humanitarian side of Will Durst. Oh.
Uncharacteristically, the humanitarian side of Will Durst.
Not funny.
Good. That was well done.
Thank you.
It should be repeated as an editorial in the Chronicle, because I've yet to see their announcement about their view on the content of this proposed piece. It's held for 30 hours now, Will. And if you saw the front page of the New York Times, the stretch of automobiles driving back towards people's homes was just absolutely incredible. It looked like a typical exit from Candlestick before the third quarter when the 49ers are losing.
Or the good old days when they were up 55-10. In
that's
the third
right.
Quarter.
Any of those.
And you knew they were going to put in Elvis Gerback. Sorry. I don't mean to pick at a wound.
Now you just remove the veneer from the humanitarian slap that you'd pay.
Did you read this, that an Israeli woman's breast implants saved her life?
No, I didn't see that little thing.
She had breast implants, and a Hezbollah rocket attack hit. Shrapnel was embedded in the silicone implants just inches from her heart. So if she hadn't had the implants, the story asserts, she would have died.
And she probably had been denying for years that she had implants. She'd been saying, au naturel. And now we know she was wearing a flak jacket. So from now on, I can see. I can see these cosmetic surgeons.
So we're going for volume rather than...
The way to protect yourself against the terrorists.
Man, I...
Reduce chest wounds.
You know, if I'm going over there, I'm surprised Anderson Cooper hasn't gotten some enhancement, you know, when you think of it.
Well, he covers the war very well over there, though. Huh?
He does. He was a little too poetic the other day. I don't know if you saw his report, his CNN report. It was a narration over, you know, assembled, edited footage, and it was very poetic. It was.
Do you know, nobody has commented on the fact that Mike Wallace got an opportunity.
I still haven't seen that.
Did you see it? Yeah, I saw it.
Huh?
I saw it.
And we're talking about the interview that Mike Wallace did with Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran.
Right. Yeah. And the interesting thing is that he got the opportunity to do the interview, and he had to wait 3 days. He had to go back every day for 3 consecutive days, waiting more than 72
really?
Hours.
Yeah. Prove you're worthy.
To finally get an opportunity. And then the guy wanted to know why he was still working at your age. Why?
Did he know he had come out of retirement for this?
I assume he did, but he wanted to know why he was still working. You're so old. I mean, it was really a...
How come he didn't take him out? How come he didn't take a bullet? You know?
And you mean... And,
have the CIA shoot him up with anthrax and then... Excuse me. You know, just cough on Ahmadinejad.
I had requested an opportunity to interview somebody. I now see we won't get that opportunity. Knowing that you may come.
It was
willing,
just an idea.
Willing to be, you know, the sacrificial lamb on behalf of the Crawford Renegade.
We are keeping it real with or without the Crawford Renegade. And coming up in the next segment, we have Al Franken joining us here on Keeping It Real with Will Willie 960 The Quick.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit check, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. The United States is taking a closer look at its counterterrorism efforts today. CNN's Dick Uliano reports live from Washington now that President Bush is meeting with the American experts.
Dave, President Bush is visiting the National Counterterrorism Center, the main agency for integrating and analyzing intelligence on terrorism. The president promising the U.S. will adapt to the terrorist threat.
If we find out or if we believe that the terrorists will strike using a certain type of weapon or tactic, we will take the necessary precautions, just like we did when it came to liquid zone airplanes.
The president says there was really good cooperation between the United States and Britain in thwarting the recent terrorist plot. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Washington.
A new Homeland Security report says airport X-ray machines cannot detect plastic explosives, so actual checking of shoes must continue if any explosives are to be found in shoes. Brian Rittenberg, a security technology analyst in Boston, says security is more about intelligence than anything.
Stopping the terrorists before they even get to the airports, what we did this time. And that's with communications intercept, that's human intelligence, that's a variety of things that I think is much better off than trying to catch the terrorists once they're there.
British authorities are once again allowing outgoing travelers to take their cell phones and laptops on board, but liquids and certain cosmetics are still banned. The Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has criticized the United States for not pressing for a Middle East ceasefire sooner. He speaks through an interpreter.
They are a disgrace and
disgrace to the Security Council of the United Nations, and they should not be members of the United Nations Security Council.
And despite some sporadic outbreaks of violence, the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon and the Hezbollah militants is holding. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Table for Six Livermore. Problem on Vallecitos Road westbound at Ruby Hill. Car blew its transmission out. Now the westbound lane is blocked. And cars are getting around in the eastbound lane, but you can imagine. I'd stay away from there for a little while if you can. Car on fire on the shoulder on 580 westbound before North Flynn. That takes care of the Livermore Valley. Slow on 680 from Walnut Creek through Danville due to two earlier problems which have now been cleared. Santa Rosa crash on 101 southbound before Todd Road. And BART, Muni, Caltrain, all on time this hour. Call Table for Six Total Adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. Top stories coming up in 10 minutes. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on 960 The Quake.
From down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, we are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It is 8:05 a.m. on Tuesday, August 15th, the 37th anniversary, the opening day of Woodstock. And our guest this segment, all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the heart of the Twin Cities, Mr. Al Franken is joining us here on Keep It Real. Hey, how you doing, boss?
Good. How are you doing? How are you guys?
Good shape, Al. How are you? You in good shape?
You know, I was looking at the latest AP Ipso poll, and the president's at 33%. And I'm thinking, what a shame it is that he can't run again. And why don't we, why doesn't Harry Reid introduce a repeal of the 22nd Amendment and make the Republicans have to fight it? And they go like, no, don't you want your guy
to run again?
Yeah. To do a third term? Come on, don't cut and run from your president.
That's a great idea, because then we can run Bill Clinton again.
Yeah, but then we have to keep that. They won't figure that out for a while. But just make them in that uncomfortable position of going like, no, you know what? And you go like, hey, don't you want unlimited executive power? That's what you guys are about. Come on.
In the hands of George Bush.
A third term.
I can see it now. Laura would oppose it.
Yeah. Everyone would. There's no one would be for this. But I would love to see them have to... I think every Democrat should get on board and make them have to stand up in the Senate and go like, no, it's not a good idea. And it has nothing to do with George Bush and the fact that he's at 33%. I think that's something we can spend a lot of time on, wasting a lot of time on.
I don't think it's wasting time. It's a good strategy. It'll force them to have to waste time and resources.
Well, I just want to see them stand up and sort of say, like, no, we don't want that. This guy. And they'd try to not personalize it, but everyone know what was behind it. It'd be good theater.
How do you think Mr. Bush handled the ceasefire proceedings that have taken place over the last 48 to 72 hours?
Well, I suppose it's easy in retrospect to be critical of him, so let's do it. You know, I think what happened was that Israel miscalculated how difficult it would be to take on Hezbollah, because in the past, Israel has in every one of these conflicts with Arabs, has just, you know, completed their task in a matter of hours. And so I think Bush sort of let them do it and kept thinking, let them keep, you know, going after Hezbollah, and it's kind of been a disaster because of all the civilian casualties. So I think probably if this could have happened earlier, it would have been much, much better.
Might this have been an exploratory exercise to see how capable they were? And
How capable Hezbollah was?
Yeah.
If that was the case, we found out they're more capable than we want them to be. And they're going to be like a model, a model terrorist group in the Middle East. So I find it very disturbing. And I also find it sort of as evidence. We had Vassil Nasser on, who's written a book about the Shia revival. And basically, he's from Iran, and he is basically saying that, you know, the Iraq war is over and Iran won, and that there's sort of a Shia crescent across the Middle East, and that this is a sign of it, and that that the policy in Iraq has been an absolute disaster in terms of eroding our position in the Middle East and in the world. And I found what he said very convincing. Hilarious, huh?
I think that there is some truth to what he has said. That certainly was a miscalculation about the strength of Hezbollah by the Israelis, and about the amount of equipment and resources that they had available to them.
Everybody keeps talking about the strength of Hezbollah, but aren't we talking about exactly what you said, the strength of their weapons, the fact that they got bigger, badder weapons than we thought they did, that Iran is obviously providing them with. They had 12,000 missiles.
Yeah, and they had drones. I read an article yesterday was saying that two of their drones were shot down or something. I'm going, like, they got drones? Oh, no. I mean, that's, you know, you don't think of asymmetrical warfare where the side that's asymmetrical has drones. That doesn't seem as asymmetrical as it used to be.
That means there's a central command somewhere. They're not all on flatbed trucks being, you know, jumped from one neighborhood to another.
I guess not. But it's let's hope this holds, and let's hope that the Lebanese military can hold the region. I mean, I don't put a lot of hope into disarming Hezbollah. I don't know who would do it, and I don't know if Hezbollah certainly doesn't want to disarm. So, but you know, I'm sort of, you got to hope for the best here, and hope that. Hey, did you guys notice? a new phrase that I'd never heard before and used a million times during this period, which is the status quo ante. Condi Rice kept using it. We don't want to go back to the status quo ante, which, by the way, is a great phrase. It means the status quo before this whole thing started. But I'd never heard it before, and I heard it like her use it 20 times.
You mean ante, A-N-T-E, not A-N-T-I.
Yeah, A-N-T-E, the status quo ante, and then Bolton was using it, and I thought, like, oh, we got a new phrase.
Well, Bush has a new...
I'm sure it exists as a phrase, but it just, I don't know. It just struck me.
Speaking to Al Franken here and keeping it real with Will and Willie, of course, he's on 960 The Quake every morning following us from 10 to 1 in the afternoon.
By the way, can I plug something?
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm at the Warfield Theater on Friday, August 25th.
Uh-huh. And then you're at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts, I believe.
On the 26th. But, yeah. If you're in the San Francisco area, we want you to go to the Warfield. And if you're in the Santa Rosa area, we want you to go to the Wells Fargo. The event on the 25th is the fundraiser for my PAC, and we give money to Democrats. We've raised about $750,000. And what I do is I do shows. I think it's something that no other politician or potential politician actually can do, which is do a concert and then raise money. Actually sort of make people laugh for an hour and a half. And then
you. Who else is going to be on the show with you?
I think it's me.
Oh, really? You for an hour and a half?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, if
Bloody,
I could
you got cojones.
I'm friggin' fantastic.
And speaking of friggin' fantastic.
Well, you know, it's scathing satire. And it's hilarious and yet inspirational. You walk out of there going, like, I'm going to, you know. This is, by the way, the 25th of August, so it's not that far away. And it's at the Warfield where I actually did a show with the Grateful Dead there once. Tom and I did three sets, and Tom Davis and I did the sets in between, and we had a leitmotif, which was, it was a telethon to help Jerry's kids. And Jerry's kid, and we had a poster boy for Jerry's kids who had followed the dead around all over the world, and like he followed him to Egypt and didn't get into the show. And at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, fell out of the balcony. And so it was really to help Jerry's kids, and it was fantastic. I love the Warfield.
Oh, it's a gorgeous theater, yeah.
Yeah. No, I do this. I've done this in Seattle and in Portland, and it's just a lot of fun. And people can ask questions afterwards. I love doing it.
Have you had any winning candidates that you backed?
Have I what?
Had any winning candidates that you have backed with your PAC money?
Winning yet. We haven't backed people in primaries. We've been very careful about that. We don't know yet. Yeah. We only back people. We did help Busby and she lost, but that's sort of it. But I know we're going to be helping. We help everybody. What we're trying to do is take back one or both houses. So there's an emphasis on. It's called Midwest Values PAC because I'm sick of Republicans claiming values for themselves.
Al Franken is our guest. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is fun, and I wanted to get your reaction on Nancy Pelosi's answer to the swift voting on security. I thought she was great yesterday, and Willie even thought she was better. We're talking with Al Franken here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. We got the news headlines with John Scott in the studio, all here on 960 The Quake.
8:16 on 960 The Quake. On the San Mateo Bridge, there's a stall in the right lane on the flat section headed to Foster City on 92. Santa Rosa, still accident there, now on the shoulder out of the lanes on 101 southbound before Todd Road. A sunny day ahead in the Bay Area, light fog on the coast, 60s at the beaches, upper 70s inland. Here are this morning's top stories on 960 The Quake.
The makeup of America is changing rapidly. New figures from the Census Bureau show minority groups comprise an increasing share of the population in all but one state. Now, the latest survey, which was done in 2005 and is being released today, shows Hispanics are increasing their hold as the largest minority group. They account for 14.5% of the population. That's compared with 12.8% for blacks. Whites are now in the minority here in California, also in Texas, Hawaii, New Mexico, and the District of Columbia.
The Quake's John Rivers reporting. Time is running out for us to receive special status on the freeways. That status comes from ownership of a hybrid vehicle. State of California set a limit of 75,000 permits to allow hybrid drivers to use the carpool lanes. And those little stickers that you see in the corner, the bumpers of the cars, are just about gone, just a few thousand left. Another reason to think about a hybrid, and soon, the federal government is offering tax breaks right now. Those write-offs will expire in October. Iran is hailing the end to the latest conflict in Lebanon as a victory over Israel, the U.S., and Great Britain. The Iranian leader today, the president, described the conflict as one between the, quote, corrupt powers of the West and a group of pious youth relying on God. Iran is among Hezbollah's main backers. Tell us what to think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link at the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Will and Willie and Al Franken continue on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich. Famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Fame.com. The view from the left for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Making them feel comfortable in an alien time slot. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Our guest is Mr. Al Franken of The Al Franken Show.
Who's going to be here in San Francisco on the 25th at the Warfield Theater. on Market Street doing a one-half-hour Al Franken show.
And the Luther Burbank Center on August 26th, which has been renamed the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts.
Right.
Yeah. What happened to Luther Burbank? They just... Oh, it's a bank. Yeah. They just,
Al, I want to read this poll thing. Well, first I want to read what Bush said. Bush said yesterday, some say that America caused the current instability in the Middle East by pursuing a forward strategy of freedom.
Yeah.
Have you heard anybody say that? I think George Bush's cause is by...
He does the some... I like when we were screwing up in Iraq, and he'd just say something like, you know, some say that people of different color than us can't be have a democracy. And I did, first of all, I didn't know we were a color. What color are we, guys?
I'm kind of an ochre.
You're
I'm beige.
You
actually.
Guys are different colors. I'm a different color than you guys, but more like Will. but it's crazy. Actually, you know, they do have new data on immigrants today, and Hispanics have gone up to 14.5% of the largest minority. And it was funny because I was remembering when my daughter was applying to college, and she. At colleges, they ask you your race and ethnicity and religion and stuff. And I remember that she applied to Duke, and they were like 7% Hispanic, and I can't remember the exact figures, like 12% black and 9% Asian and 70% white. So she had to put down what she was. So I said, put down that you're 7% Hispanic, 12% black, 9% Asian, and 71% white. Then you're perfect.
Perfectly fit the demographic.
I said, they know I'm white, but that means your mom is 14% Hispanic, 24% black,
and 35% white. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can do that now. They've changed the rules. You do not have to just go in a particular category. You can
that's because so many people are, you know.
Mutts, like me.
Proportionate representation is called.
Well, Tiger Woods. Like, I always think, remember when at Bob Jones University they didn't allow interracial dating? Like, if Tiger Woods had gone to Bob Woods, could he not date anyone or everyone? Or?
I think he could have dated whomever he pleased.
I don't think he would have gotten in.
They don't allow touching there.
Well, it's where our friend from Arizona intends to get his start for the 2008 elections. Senator McCain intends
to... Oh, he's going to go to Bob Jones first?
Yes.
Like a symbolic gesture of...
Right.
I think he's attending
flipped.
A couple classes.
Yeah, you remember that's where he hit the wall, he thinks, last time.
Well, I think that he made a big mistake last time in South Carolina by not saying... that the Confederate flag flying over the Capitol was a mistake. And he later said that he had pulled his punches on that and not done that, and he regrets it. And I think that if he had done that and lost the Republican primary, everyone could have chalked it up to, oh, yeah, he took the principled position and lost. And I think that would have actually, you know, helped him. I mean, it was... Because he had gone around, remember, he'd always end his town hall meetings with, I'm going to tell you things that you don't want to hear. Then he gets to South Carolina, and it's like, how do you feel about the Confederate flag over the, you know, over the Capitol? He went like, that's really up to the South Carolinians. And you go like, no, it's a terrible thing. Come on, it's you know, don't do that. And he really should have done that, so I think that's where he hurt himself. But I think the nomination is his to lose. I really do.
You don't think this boomlet for Giuliani is anything other than just a boomlet? There appears to be an orchestrated effort to get Giuliani, national consultants, and others, and start the process of resurrecting his career politically.
He's pro-choice. He lived with two gay guys for a while. I just don't see, as much as the Christian right doesn't like McCain, I think I don't know if they can go for that. Also, I think that once Giuliani actually started to run, the ill preparation for 9/11 is going to start becoming an issue. I saw Lee Hamilton and Tom Kane on Meet the Press the other day, and they said one of the worst parts of all the hearings was the interviews with Giuliani, because they were just they were handing them with kid gloves and didn't go into
they were shell shocked
that were made beforehand. And I they said they finally got it on the record, but there were a lot of mistakes that I lived in New York until about 6 months ago, and there are a lot of New York firefighters who are kind of mad at him because there was not the kind of interoperability of the radio signals between the police and the fire department, which really would have saved lives and which they should have done after the 93 bombing.
And, of course, Oliver Stone's movie, The World Trade Center, highlights that in part.
Oh, it does.
Yes, because the injuries sustained by these people who are on the bridge trying to get to the next building, there was no way to communicate to them since they were port police, port authority police, and
right.
That the other building had collapsed.
And now the shame of this is that we still haven't done this. So that happened in Katrina, and it still doesn't happen. And the reason it doesn't happen is that the frequencies that should be used for interoperable radio communication between first responders is tied up with the networks. And this is very valuable frequency because it's the kind of frequency that goes through concrete and stuff like that. And this is being held on to by the National Alliance of Broadcasters, who are very powerful. And the Congress, once again, is completely scared of special interests and isn't doing anything about it, and it's going to cost lives in the next emergency.
You're saying it's being tied up. That means it's being held by them? They're not using it?
Yeah, they hold it and don't want it to be taken away from them.
But they're not using it?
I don't think they are, no. But I think they plan to. Because it's very valuable spectrum, because you need spectrum that goes through walls and stuff like that.
Well, the Democrats ought to be talking about that as part of their effort to establish that they are the party that can ensure our security.
Well, we've been screaming about port security, about security at nuclear plants, at chemical plants, about funding first responders, about funding interoperability of radio signals, and they keep rejecting it. And this is really, it's about homeland security. There's nothing about Iraq that has made us safer. All it's done is created more motivation for more young Muslim men to want to kill us. And it's a disaster. And it's also just strengthened Iran's hand. And we now have a situation where Maliki, like last week, attacked the United States because we attacked the Mahdi army, essentially a death squad, a militia. And Maliki, who's Shia, criticized us for it. Now, where are we there? Where are we there? If we're going to be trying to clean up the violence in Baghdad, and then we're going to get criticized by the Iraqi government for going after a death squad, I don't know if we're actually kind of in the right place.
Well, we might be on the wrong side. Al Franken is on the right side. He's on the correct side. And he's on the other side of us from 10 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday, here on 960 The Quake. Al, thanks so much for joining us again, as you do every Tuesday.
Well, thank you. We got a great show today. We have a guy named Chris Ingram, who's on, who was Catherine Harris's communications director before he quit.
That's one of those oxymorons, isn't it?
Like, so that'll be fun.
Bay Area Affordable Housing. Thanks for joining us, Buzz.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Willie. Thanks,
all right.
Bill.
See you later. Got some news coming up, and then your calls here at 866-960-5753. Let's go to the studio for the latest news here on 960 The Quake.
8:30 at 960 The Quake. Traffic first on the Crown Port Traffic Center, brought to us by Cost Plus World Markets in the Bay Area. Here's what's happening. Walnut Creek, a real tough drive this morning. We now have our third problem on 680 southbound. Walnut Creek to Danville has been a crawl anyway. Now you're slow from Olympic Boulevard up to this new crash at the Treat off-ramp. It's two cars now over on the shoulder. And up a little bit north in Sassoon City, there's been a real mess at 680 southbound after Parrish Road. multi-car crash. Everyone's in the center divide, and everyone's out walking around trying to figure out what to do next. Backups from Marshview. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Back up to the 880 overpass. Come to Cost Plus World Market for big savings throughout the entire store during their annual World Market Day celebration. You can save an extra $25 when you spend $75 or more. See store for details. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com. Quake weather, sunny today, light fog on the coast, 60s beaches, upper 70s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. New numbers have been released by the Census Bureau. The data shows that in the Bay Area, whites are no longer the majority, making up less than half of our total population, and that's down from 50% 5 years ago. The new number, 46%. Asians comprise 22% of the area's population, up from 19, and more than one in five Bay Area residents, 22%, called themselves Latino. Immigrant rights activists are holding a high noon press conference on the steps of San Francisco City Hall today to announce their participation in a major pro-immigrant demonstration that's scheduled for September 4th. The Santa Clara VTA would like your input on their visions of a BART to the South Bay extension. Another in a series of public meetings tonight at 7 o'clock at the Portuguese Community Center in downtown San Jose. The reward has been increased in Oakland for some decorative trash cans. Then the value of the cans has risen, too. Initially, the city said that the more than 75 trash cans that were unbolted and stolen from city neighborhoods were worth about $600 each. The reward then was $500. Now the reward has been boosted to $2,000. At the same time, the city now says those trash cans were worth $1,500 each. Some are wondering why the cash-strapped town would spend more than $110,000 on something to put garbage in. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us link on the homepage at QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights and weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. go in. Call now.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great. Yeah. Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake.
That the war in Iraq and the rise of terrorism are signs of the apocalypse, and if not, why not?
The answer is, I haven't really thought of it that way. Here's how I think of it. First I've heard of that, by the way. I guess I'm more of a practical fella. I vowed after September the 11th that I would do everything I could to protect the American people. And my attitude, of course, was affected by the attacks. I knew we were at a war.
He's stalling.
I knew that the enemy obviously had to be sophisticated and lethal to fly hijacked airplanes into facilities that would be killing thousands of people, innocent people, doing nothing, just sitting there going to work.
He hasn't said anything.
Didn't say anything.
I'm not a smart man.
That was President Bush. We are Will and Willie, keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. We're taking your calls at 866-960-5753.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And we want to know how you are. We're also, I want to know if anybody flew this weekend and what it was like. Were there liquids that they missed? Did you forget to take? There was a story yesterday where a lady forgot that she had her hairspray in her purse and went right through. They didn't check. You know, they didn't notice. How about you? You flew, right?
No, I did not. Yeah, I'm going to fly this week, though, and I've already decided that...
No liquids?
I'm not taking anything. I'm not going to wear shorts. I'm not going to wear nothing. Nothing. And if they, you know, frisk me and ask me to take things off, it's going to be everybody run for your life.
866-960-5753. We're taking your calls. Call us if you flew. Or the other thing I want to talk about is the Democratic response. Yesterday I had a burst of durst where I entreated the Democratic Party to respond immediately and to get on the forefront of the security thing, not become a target again as we were in 2002 and 2004. And I think Nancy Pelosi did a good job yesterday. Everybody's out there. Barack Obama had a nice little spiel. So I think people are on the offensive.
Congressman Ford out of Tennessee had an extensive spiel. And Harry Reid said something accordingly. And each of them took Cheney on. And the reporter, in Nancy Pelosi's case, questioned her about her direct assault, allegedly, on Cheney. And she pointed out that he was disgracing the office of the vice president, that he had been about using that office for divisive and destructive purposes, and it was not going to be tolerated, period.
Wow.
It was the strongest that she's been in a long time. She's just that strong. So I was so proud of her. You have no idea. I was jumping up and down saying, go, Nancy, go, go. Use my Castro voice. Go, girl.
You go, girl.
It was on. And so Democrats are doing what the burst of Durst said they should do. And that is...
they were ahead of the curve.
Respond quickly. Do not let them get out there. And their program, by the way, is to make it clear that Republicans and the Republican leadership have diminished the security of this nation, that they have exposed this nation to a greater threat than was ever generated by the people who conducted themselves on 9/11.
I heard a quote from her on the Progressive News Hour before I came into the station on the way down, driving down here, that John Scott hosts every morning from 6 to 7 on 960 The Quake, of course. And she was talking about the fact that we're looking for liquids, whereas nothing is being done with all the check baggage that goes in the hold of the airplane, that we don't have machines for that. It seems like ridiculous. You can have people going naked into the damn plane, and it doesn't matter if there's, you know, a little clock with a ticking thing down in the hold. You don't know. And if we're not checking all that baggage, it's ridiculous. Let's talk to Michelle from Sonoma. She's here keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. She wants to talk to us about security.
You know, a little...
Miss Michelle, you got to turn down your radio, m'lady. And I've always wanted to say that.
All right, got it turned off.
Welcome to Keeping It Real.
Thank you very much. How are you, gentlemen, this morning?
Good, Michelle. You called us, and we'd love to hear you.
Actually, what I have to say is I have been in emergency medical services for 22 years. And post 9/11, our wonderful president, Mr. Bush, made a promise to secure this country in the next, you know, however long he said he was going to take it. And 5 years later, our security is no better than it was on 9/11. Talk to EMS services, firefighters, police departments. We still have absolutely no way to communicate with each other anywhere in this country. This country is absolutely no safer than it was pre-9/11. And just based on that lie alone, it amazes me how anyone in this country can just carry on with their daily lives and think that we're safer, because we're not. And studies have come out stating that we are not any safer, but no one seems to be really addressing it more than making statements about it.
Well, you got to remember that he also calls himself an environmental president. He'll just say whatever he thinks people want to hear. But San Francisco, didn't we hear that San Francisco was going to put together some sort of integrated communication system? I think Nat Ford was talking to us about that.
We do have. We have such a system. When we redid the 911 center, or when we built the 911 center, we put all the first responders on the same wavelength and on the same band for purposes of any emergency services. You recall the mayor said the other day when he was here that we're now aware all city services on 311, all emergency services on 911, and it can be routed to whichever one of the emergency systems that we need to have respond the units. So San Francisco may ultimately be the model that, if it in fact works, that the rest of the nation would be able to follow. But Michelle is correct. There is not in place a communication system that works, as evidenced by the fact that the mayor also said that the arrest occurred and the report about what the British had done and whom the British had captured, he found out by watching CNN before he got a call. And I must tell you that I'm still waiting for the 911 call in my capacity as mayor of the city. It never came.
Nothing.
Nothing.
We got Marianne from Napa. She went through security this weekend. Marianne, you're on the air. Our phone number is 866-960-5753. Welcome to Keep It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake, Miss Marianne.
I took my mother to the airport this weekend. She's 81 years old. And I got a boarding pass. They always let me escort her to the gate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
without a ticket?
Pardon me?
Without a ticket?
Yes.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, you can.
If you're going to give assistance.
If you have a reason to go to the gate, other than just to pick somebody up, you can be delivering things, you can be doing other things.
Not because you want to get a sandwich at Max's Opera Cafe.
No. You can have Max will bring it out.
They got great pastrami sandwiches. I love it when I have to fly U.S. Air.
Okay, so what was your experience?
So from the time we checked her bags to the time we went through security, less than 15 minutes.
Oh, really? What day was this?
This was Saturday.
So it slowed down by Saturday. What time did you fly? Yeah.
What time of day?
It was right around noon.
Wow.
So I really didn't see, other than, you know, don't bring your liquids, I really didn't see a whole lot different, and this was at SFO.
Did they make you take your shoes off?
Sure, but they always do.
Yeah, here at SFO, they've always done that.
And actually, they did make my mother take her shoes off, which they usually don't, because she can't, you know, she can't bend over, you know, just standing up to take her shoes off. But they always, she has a hip replacement, and, you know, they treat her like a criminal every time, you know, searching her.
Oh, man, there's a...
Well, you know, I don't know, your grandmother probably looks dangerous.
there's a comedian, Marianne.
You know, we're Sicilian. Maybe that has something to do with it.
There's a comedian named Lewis Black who was talking about going through a security checkpoint, and there was a little old lady in a wheelchair, and they made her get up, and they made her get out of the wheelchair, and they took apart the wheelchair, and they patted her down, and he said, listen, if Al-Qaeda's got her, we've lost. That's Lewis Black. That's on one of his albums. Thanks for joining us, Miss Marianne. We are taking your calls in the next segment and in the next hour, the next first two segments, next hour. But coming up, of course, regular segment, What Would Willie Do? Here, we got some news. There,
I searched that last caller's mother.
John Scott is standing by with the headlines on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. It's 8:49 at 9:60 at the Quake. The drive from Walnut Creek down south to wherever on 680 has been a real drag this morning. There's been three different problems. And the latest crash right after the treat off ramp on southbound 680 just cleared the city streets. But it's slow and sluggish all the way down through there. Thanks to Quake listener Micheletti, who let us know about a car partially blocking a fast lane at 280 northbound right after the 101 split. And still in Santa Rosa. It's been there for a long time, but CHP says multi-car crash still on the shoulder. 101 southbound before Todd Road. Our forecast today, sunny, mild on the coast. There's a little bit of fog. Highs in the 60s at the beaches, upper 70s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. Top Palestinian officials getting involved now in the kidnapping of those two journalists yesterday in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian president and prime minister are discussing the case today with Fox News representatives, including its Jerusalem bureau chief. No one has claimed responsibility for the abduction of Steve Santani and his partner. Santani's from the Bay Area. He has family in San Jose. San Francisco Food Bank has pocketed a $60,000 donation from the city's Department of the Environment to distribute foodstuffs to low-income folks in San Francisco. Food Bank normally passes out about 3 tons of food every week. The Dublin City Council will vote tonight on an ordinance that would declare secondhand smoke a public nuisance. The measure would make it easier for one neighbor to take another to small claims court if the two couldn't work out a resolution with whoever was smoking. Tell us about what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email them or us from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo, your goals, our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Wait, what? Wait. Why are you pulling over? We're already late.
Well, it looks like that woman has kids in the car. We're going to help her change the flat.
A stand-up guy. It's what a Boy Scout becomes. The Boy Scouts of America, helping fulfill your dreams for him. Scouting.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
What would Willie do?
Every day. Ask the mayor a question of local, national, international import. And every day he drops the bucket into that deep well of wisdom and sagacity his years of public experience have filled him with. And he gives us an answer in a segment we like to call What Would Willie Do? Today's What Would Willie Do? We got an 81-year-old woman in a wheelchair being patted down at security checkpoints. We got confusing standards. We got liquids and gels and people being busted for possession of toothpaste and security checkpoints all over. Nobody knows what's going on. We got checked baggage down in the luggage not being checked. We carry-ons and shoes are being taken off. The possibility of naked bending over for butt cheek checks. If this were all under your purview, what would Willie do?
I would exhaustively train the people who are doing the checking, using every technique that is available for determining whether or not there are explosives, whether or not there are devices, whether or not there's any instrument that could cause damage once the airplane is in the air. And that includes funding the appropriate programs for the scanning of the luggage, similar to what is done at SFO, as it is being passed on when it has been checked. I don't think that I would ever want to err on the side of caution in trying to ensure that your air flight activities are that of the ultimate safety. And I would advertise that fact. And so the debate about what you can carry on or what you can't carry on in Willie's world, it's resolved simply. When airplanes first start flying, you didn't carry anything on. That would be the reality of the day until the science and technology reaches a level at which detection can reveal any potential damage that can be done to other unsuspected passengers in the air. I know that my time hasn't come, but I don't know about the other 240 souls who are flying with me. And so not understanding that, I'm taking out insurance. That's what Willie would do.
You and Van Heflin.
Well, you heard about the people in Britain who were stuck at Heathrow, and they had some flights, and a flight over here, you know, from Britain is about 9-10 hours. They weren't allowed to take on books. I mean, how many times can you read that Hemispheres magazine? Can you imagine not having a book in a 10-hour flight? I'm confused. When I see people come in, sit down next to me, they put all their carry-on luggage in the overhead, and then they sit there and they stare at the back of the seat and they don't have something to read. It drives me nuts. Who are you that would come onto a plane without something to read?
How about the iPod crowd?
Yes.
You see them going on and they got the they don't hear a thing you're saying, no matter what you say or how you do it. Or how about those who have those great Bose earplugs that flip on, you know, they have their own power source. I mean, there's so many devices that have been custom designed for assisting you in tolerating a 17-hour flight from here to Sydney, Australia. I mean, how will you do it?
They better show better movies.
No! Get on the boat with Jack, with Bauer. And it takes you from,
boat to Australia.
It takes you from May to January to get there.
Coming up in
Lobstery.
The next segment. After the top of the hour, we got Dick Giuliano from CNN. He's going to be joining us here. And right now, of course, top of the hour, CNN, John Scott, all the news, keeping it real, 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. Many Lebanese are making their way back through the south as a ceasefire is apparently holding. They're trying to get back to their homes to evaluate the damage. Lebanese troops, meanwhile, will begin deploying into the south starting tomorrow night. The Israeli troop pullouts moving along and United Nations forces expanding into the area, according to CNN's Paula Hancock.